This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruch Hashem, we learned Siddur, Pirush HaTfilah. I think it would be appropriate this week to emphasize and work on a part of davening in the Shacharis, even though it's not Lefi the Seder that we're up to. We did Maidani, we did Adai Neilam, we did different parts of the beginning of Tfilah. Move ahead quickly a little bit, fast forward a little bit to a part of davening after Brachas, Tfilah that were Mevakish, Yehiratzin, after Brachas, Birchas HaShachar, because it's appropriate and it's L'inyan of the Parshas HaShavua that we're reading. Lech Lecha, we read the Torah's teaching us about the life of Avraham Avinu. What we read about the life of Avraham Avinu is a life of tests, nisyanus, and difficulty. From one parsha to the next, from one difficult matziv to the next, it's the life of Avraham Avinu. And that is the picture that the Torah paints of us, for us, of the life of Avraham Avinu. Hagam Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu was a Zakin v'yoyishiv b'yeshiva. It's Gemara in Yuma. Like all the others, the Rambam quotes it in a few places, that they were Zakin v'yoyishiv b'yeshiva. Gesessen gelernt. They sat and learned. They were great Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us Avraham Avinu's Mesechtes Avodah Zarah had 400 prakim. Yet we don't see it in the Torah. You read Avraham Avinu, you thought he lived a life like everybody else. Yes, of course. Connected, devoted to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's clear. But you don't see more than that. What we read and what you're told about Avraham Avinu is a life of difficulty. A life of nisyanus, and the mice of a similar bonim that we're supposed to learn from Avraham Avinu is this: a life of nisyanus and how to pass nisyanus. L'chayre, this is obvious when you read Bereishis. Torah doesn't emphasize, the Torah doesn't elaborate, and maybe not even kamat mentions. As Avraham had gesessen by Shtendun gelernt. You don't have that. I would have expected to, a portrait of Avraham Avinu hanging in my sukkah. It would have been a portrait of Avraham by a shas, mit rishenim, mit ashtenda, mit a glezel tei, all right, with a cup of tea, like old gedalim, all right. It's not the picture we get. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yankiv lived lives, daily lives, with starker difficulty in this yainus. And obviously, this is what the Torah wants us to read about them. And the Maisa of a similar bonim is what we're supposed to learn. The Mishnah Avos tells us, Perikei Mishnah Gimel, Asara nisyanes nisnasa Avraham Avinu v'amad bikulam. Avraham had 10 tests, and he withstood all the tests. Omad Bikula. That's the life of Avraham Avinu. The Mesillas Yesharim, in the beginning, at the end of Perek Aleph, Mesillas Yesharim says, Tachlis Achayim, why are we here in this world? L'kayim ha-mitzvahs v'lamid b'nisayim. To withstand tests. That's what we're here for. The question must be asked every morning. Like I said, there's a tefillah after Birchas HaShachar, Yiratzoin. We ask Rebbein Shem Al Tivieni, Loi Lidei Chet, V'Loi Lidei Nisayon. Don't bring me to a test. But that's the Tachlis HaChaim. That's what we're here for. We're here for tests and to pass those tests. So why and how do we understand the Tfilas HaShachar that we daven in and we ask the Rebbeinu Shleilam Al Tivieni Leili Deini Sayin? Like I said, that's why I chose to work on this part of the davening, because we're going to read about Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, that their life was about tests, and the Torah focuses be'ikar on that. Now, of course, no one has to ask the Rebbeinu Shleilam to give him tests. That's clear. If you look on your sheets, I quote you a few Gemaras. The first Gemara is Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayin Amid Beis, that the Gemara says that a person should actually not ask for a test, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam should test him, because we find that David HaMelech asked for a test, and he regretted it. Because we say in the davening, Aleke Avram, Aleke Yitzchak, Aleke Yaakov, ask David HaMelech, Rebbeinu Shleilam, why don't we say Aleke David? The Rebbeinu Shleilam says, you were not tested. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov lived a life of Nisyanus, tests, and they passed it. So he says, B'chanuni, test me. The Rebbeinu Shleilam gave him the test of Bathsheba, which he failed. Again, I use the word failed because that's what the Gemara seems to say, even though it's a whole shailach, kenchata, loichata, whatever it is. The Gemara in there, in the text of the Gemara, he failed and he had regret. And he says, halavai, he wished he could have said resin lepiv, he could have had a muzzle that would have kept himself from asking this request. He regretted it. So avadah to ask for a test, that's clear. That we don't do. And avadah to bring yourself to a test, it's also pretty clear from that Gemara that one shouldn't go and put himself in a matzah where he's going to be tested. But to come and be mevakish to Eibishta, to be mispalled to the Eibishta, I shouldn't have a test. How could you be mispalled for something which is life? That's what life is all about. That's the tafkid and tachlis achayim. And also it's a tefillah shav. Every person has a test. The Gemara says, Ein lecha adam she'en lo yisurim. There's no such thing as a person doesn't have yisurim. And all yisurim test a person. So how could we be mevakish from the Rebbeinu Shleilam al tivieni loyli deini sayin? You look on your sheets, Rabbi Yisai, we've done five of the six, first five, six Mar Mekaymus. The first Mar Mokim on your sheet is Avraham Avinu's life is Nisyanus. That's clear in the Torah. And that's what the Torah focuses on. That's the first Mar Mokim I give you on the sheet. You look, you see clearly that the Torah spent all the psukim writing about the tests, the daily trials and tribulations of the office, and very little about their greatness in Torah and Avodah. I don't read so much about that. The second Maramokim on the sheet I bring you is the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Gimel, that says clearly, Asar Nisyonos, that Avram's life was 10 tests, which he passed. The third Maramokim is a Mesillas Yesharim, which I quoted to you, that the Mesillas Yesharim says that that's the Tafkid and Tachlis Achayim. We're here for that, to be Kayim Mitzvahs, and to be Eimed B'Nisayim. So then I bring you afterwards V'Tzarachim, the question is, then how could we dive into the Eibishta and request a bakosha every morning, Al Tivieni Loili Deini Sayin? The next Mar Mokim, I bring you the Gemara Sanhedrin, and I bring out, it's Nachim V'Emes, that a person should not bring himself to a Nisayin. It's also Nachim V'Emes, that one shouldn't ask for a Nisayin, like David HaMelech. He regretted that, but to dive into the Eibishta, that you shouldn't have Nisyanus, it's like diving to the Eibishter. I shouldn't breathe, I shouldn't live. Life is about Nisyanus. And that's what we're here for. So why are we asking Al Tivieni Loili Day Nisayin, that I shouldn't have a Nisayin? I saw in Eitzer Atfilis, in the Pirush of Eitz Yosef, he explains that actually we don't read it properly by reading it as two different things. Al Tivieni Loili Day Nisayin, stop, comma. The Loili Day Vizayin, stop. As it's actually two tefillas, two bakashas, that's a mistake. It's one bakasha. Al tivieni loyli de nisayin, veloyli de bizayin. That if I don't pass the nisayin, I'll have a bizayin. So I asked the Eibishter, don't bring me to a nisayin, which I can't pass, and where I would have a bizayin. Avad nisayin is achayim. That's life. And one cannot ask the Eibishter that he shouldn't have nisyanis. But what we're asking is, al tivieni loili de nisayin, that will end up in a bizayin. It's yidua. The Rebbeinu Shloim does not give nisyanis to a person that he can't withstand. The Gemara says that if the Rebbeinu Shloim would have given Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria, Yisurim, the Gemara in Ksubis, they would have been Polchel et Salma. They would have bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. Rabbeinu Shloim instead gave them that they should be thrown into a furnace and that they were able to withstand the Nisayan on a moment's Sisayaris to jump into a fire for the Rabbeinu Shloim. But had they had Yisugim, they would have not withstood it. Before Hashem asks, are we minimizing Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria's greatness? We're trying to say that, no. Like a lot of people, they hear of grace and ma'isav and a mensch, no. Volkes given, if it was a different situation, they would have. Is that what the Gemara is trying to do? To cut down to size, so to speak, to minimize Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria? I've heard in the past from Gedalia Yisrael, can't recall exactly at the moment from who, but I remember hearing a Mayur de Kavart that what Chazal are telling us, not that Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria were weak, but that the Rebbeinu Shem only sends Yisurim that one could withstand. The lesson, the limud of the Chazal is that the Rebbeinu Shloim gave them a Nisayin because a person can only get a Nisayin that he could withstand. So the Gemara is teaching us, if Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria would have been given Yisurim, Parchel et Salma, so the Rebbeinu Shloim gave them a Nisayin that they could withstand, and that is to be thrown into a fire. To be thrown into a furnace, Al Kiddush Hashem. I've mentioned in the past that the Ostrov Tzerebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once cried by Shalosh Sudas. Talmidim asked him, the Chassidim asked him, Rebbe, why are you crying? And he said, Ikvasa de Meshichasa, the Yisurim of Klal Yisrael. So he said, Rebbe, but you taught us the above Yisai that we just mentioned, that the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't give unless we can assess halten. So why are you so overwhelmed with pain and suffering about the Yisurim of Ikvasa de Meshichas? Obviously, as Rebbeinu Shem Gid, came and does halten, we could survive it. Hategemfit, b'chachmasai, ubi pipikhusai. A very sharp, he was a very sharp person, the Ostrovtsa. He said, obi evasis, vifil yidin can nice halten. You don't realize how much yidin could withstand. Withstand a lot. So, you're right, the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't give unless we could handle it. But yidin are able to handle a lot. Yidin are able to handle a lot. Al kol panim, Beitz Yosef is learning pshat in Al Tivieni Loili Day Nisayin. We're asking the Rebbeinu Shem only to give us nisyanis that we could withstand. Abba nisyanis that we will fail because we can't withstand them, which will bring us to Bizayin. Thus is the bakasha, please don't give us such nisyanis. I mean, you could ask, besides that it doesn't fit into the words, because it's double lashon, leili day nisayin, the leili day. I mean, if it meant nisayin that I would fail and it would be a bizayin at kedav shtein, the leili day, Nisayin shall be Zayin. I mean, Lidei and Lidei. If it says twice the word Lidei, the implication, the Mashmeis is that it's two different Bakashas. But besides that, then why are we asking? Vostap min fregin umbet in the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That he shouldn't give us Nisayinis, that will fail. If the Rabbeinu Shleilam doesn't give us Nisayinis, that will fail. That we can't keep. Unless there's a middle darka, there's Nisayinis that we can't withstand. Can't. Impossible. There's Nisayinis that we could, and it's easy. And then there's Nisayinis where the Nisayin is very big. We ask Rabbeinu Shleilam not to give us those which will be so challenging that it's questionable if we could withstand the Nisayin. It's pilpul on a pshatava, on the words that don't really fit, but the Etz Yosef says this. So again, Rabbi, if you look on your sheets, I bring you the next Maramakim is Oitzer Atfilis Pirish Etz Yosef. And that is that Avada, we're not asking the Rabbeinu Shleilam not to give us Nisayinus. What we are asking, that the Rabbeinu Shleilam shouldn't give us a Nisayin that will come Lidei Bizayin. Something that we will not be able to withstand, and then we'll be embarrassed. The story of Bathsheba was a bizayin for David HaMelech, a tremendous bizayin for him. So we're asking not to give such nisyainus. And like I said, the next marmokim on your sheet, I ask, it doesn't fit. Leili day seems to be a double lashon of two bakoshes. And besides, if the Rabbeinu Shem anyway doesn't give nisyainus that we can't withstand, so why do we have to ask for that? Must have been betten loyli day bizayin that we should get a nisayin that we can't withstand. If anyway the Rabbeinu Shem doesn't give, like we learn from Hananya, Mishael, Azariah, unless, like I said, that it's possible that there's different levels of difficulty, we could withstand it, but with great difficulty, and therefore we ask the Eibishter, please don't test us that much. A test, yeah. A test that will possibly not pass out to be any loyli day nisayin, but loyli day bizayin. I saw in Sifsei Chaim, that's the sefer from Hagayin HaTzadik Reb Chaim Friedlander, he quotes Iyun Tfila. Iyun Tfila is another pirish in the Eitzer HaTfilis, opposite the Eitz Yosef. I rather went to look there. I didn't see it there. There's a different one, so maybe that's your answer. Because I looked in the Eitzer HaTfilis, because that's I grew up with the Eitzer HaTfilis. That's the one I know, and it's not there. Huh? It's not the same one.
Not sure.
Okay. So either way, what I did was I made you a copy of it like this. I'm Yaitzel Lechaladeus. Now I have to have. If you don't mind, I need to ask you to give me the papers that I gave you, because the one I have, doesn't have the copies of the Achrayim, the Mefarshim that I bring you. I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay, so if you look on your sheets on the back, I bring you from Iyun Tfila. Someone, Haritz Mikellenburg. That's it? It's not the same Iyun Tfila?
Ksava Kabbalah.
Okay, so you see? Basi Lelamid, Benimtza Lamid. I learned something. All right. So he brings a different pshat, V'loili Deini Sayin, that I shouldn't test the Eibishter. I shouldn't test the Abish. The person sometimes goes through an Nisayin and he lacks the Emunah and Bitachin and he starts questioning the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So, V'loili de Nisayin is not I asked the Abish not to test me, but it shouldn't be that the Nisayin should bring me that I'm a Nasa. Like the Lash of the Pasik, V'yinasu oisi ze'es or pa'amim, the Rabbeinu Shem says the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar was Menasimi ze'eser. So he says that that's the pshat here. That we should have the proper emunah and bitachin to go through the matziv and not test the eibush. In the midbar, brings it from a midbar yedal chavetz. What? I can't hear. He says it from the midbar. So we ask the eibush. No, but loyli day nisayin that the rebbeish. Even though the chayyur, what's the kash rabbi? You say, Hakol b'day shemayim, chutz mir shemayim. It's very difficult to ask the Eibush that you should have a munah. But all right, if we're going to start being mefalpal on every word, We could be here till tomorrow, which I don't mind. If you ask me, I would be with you till tomorrow. But then you won't come back next week, and then they'll blame me for it. Okay. Well, you won't have to come back next week, because we'll be here till next week. All right. Anyways, on your sheets, after the Sif Sechayim, I bring you for Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim, Meran Reb Chaim Shlita, in his Shema Tfilasi, says a different pshat. And if you look on the page, on the opposite, on the other side of the paper I gave you, I bring you the actual Lashon of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and that is that Reb Chaim says there's two types of nisyonis. There's nisyonis which are life-changing, life-altering nisyonis. That's a difficult nisyon. We ask the Abish, don't give us such nisyonis that will turn our lives upside down. But then there's daily nisyonis, which are normal. Parnasa, children. These are normal, and it's given that we should be able to be Ovid Hashem and learn Torah in opposed to all these nisyonis. So those nisyonis are tachlis achayim. Those nisyonis we don't ask the Abish not to give us. Ein l'chadim she'en l'yisurim. I mean, a person has to have nisyonis. That's life. Loili day ni sayin with a hey ayidia ki'ilu, something which is life-altering, life-changing, that we can't be soivu. But daily trials and tribulations, nisyonis, that's chayim, and that we're not asking for. You look on your other, on the opposite side of the paper, I bring it to you. Ubal peh hoisiv mayir v'rabi shlita, which is Reb Chaim. Ki divrei ha-mesil shisharim. He's addressing the mesil shisharim's question. The question on the mesil shisharim, that the mesil shisharim says that we're here for lamay bin nisayin. Why is it that we ask not to have nisayinus? And he answers, that's going on teriyak mitzvahs v'chayuv mergilim ha-mutalim al-ha adam. Shekasher, koshulei l'kaimam, when it's difficult. I mean, l'kaim is a nisayin, it's a test. Rabbi Shem's testing how serious are we in Torah tefillah. Avla b'koshekan, but here when we ask not to have a nisayin, that's going on shalayin nisayin miyuchid. That's like we should have something which is earth and life-shattering, you know, experiences that you could ask the Rabbi Nishleil not to have. If you look further on your sheet, after I bring Reb Chaim, I go on to address this topic because I think this is a very important topic and it goes to the heart of understanding Bereishis and the life of the Ovis and the mission of Asar Nisyonis Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. And that is, you know, it's interesting, like I already pointed out, that we read about Avraham Avinu only that he had a very difficult life. As is given Gana Ga'inim. And as a gezessen yeshiva by Ashten the yom of Elayla, that we don't find in the Torah, even though it's true that's what it was. It's also interesting that the 10 tests is a machlekes rishayin and where it begins. Rambam on that Mishnah learns that asar nisyonis begins with lech lecha. Lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'mayladetcha. Other rishayinim, based on a pirkei de Reb Elezer, say that it begins with urkazdim. He was thrown into a furnace for believing in their Rebbeinu Shleil. Nimrei threw him into a furnace. So the question is, why Asar Nisyonis begins with Lech Lecha? And even much more of a greater question, Ur Kazdim is not even mentioned in the Torah, the Ness. The whole story of Ur Kazdim and the Ness, the test and the nest of Ur Kazdim should have been in the Torah. The Ebenezer says, it's Merum is in the word Ur Kazdim, the fire of Kazdim. So tell it to me. Tell me Avraham Avinu, the beginning of his life, how he battled for the Rebbeinu Shleil's COVID, and that he was thrown into a fire, and he went al Kiddush Hashem. It's an unbelievable story of Akedah, of sacrifice. No mention. Meir Degara, Rabbi Yisayir. No, Rabbi Yisayikum, Meir Degara, it's Hashem Ari. Your kids are going to ask at you Shabbos by the Shabbos table. Where is the story of the furnace? They read it in Medrash, and they teach it in the schools. Why would the Torah cover it over and not consider it in one of the Asar Nisyonis? So there are many different terutzim in the Rishonim themselves. Rabban already discusses this. It's already in the Rishonim why it's not mentioned in the Torah. Other Mefarshim ask why it's not one of the Asar Nisyonis. I saw an interesting Tashbatz. Tashbatz says because Avraham Avinu was a young child. He was a young boy when all this happened. It doesn't count. Lech Lecha, he was married with a family. That's already the beginning of Asar Nisyanis. In the Chumash here in the Yeshiva, I spent a little bit of time on this. I mean, why? Just because he was young, he was a child, so it can't be called Asar Nisyanis. It's not one of the 10 Nisyanis. You look on your sheet, I bring you from the Tashbats. You see, Ayin Tashbats, Shahoya Katan. He was a child. So what? So I think the Pshat Rabbi say is Gargishmak. Listen carefully, and I think with this we can answer why the Asar Nisyonis does not begin with Ur Kazdim, but rather with Lech Lecha. And the answer is, when a child, with not understanding life, he's not confronted with the difficulties of life and the daily shtering of life, parnosa and children, and controversy of neighbors. Idealistically, a mensch kann sich hereinwerfen in a fire for the Rebbeinu Shloim, gewaltig. Ah, you know what's more difficult maybe, and what's maybe more of a test of the love of the Eibush to live every day with all the nisyanis and all the difficulties that weigh us down, and zayin and erlich yid and learn Torah and daven. That's a big. There's a very famous story. The Maggid was a malach who used to come to learn Torah with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asked the Maggid, "I daven so much to the Rebbeinu Shloim that I should die al kiddush Hashem. It's one of the greatest things that a Jew could accomplish in life. The greatest mitzvah to give up his life al kiddush Hashem." My Zaydi used to tell me that the Chofetz Chaim Keseder davened this, that he wished to give up his life al kiddush Hashem. Gedolei Yisrael were mevakish the Rebbeinu Shloim that they should go through this experience of kiddush Shem Shemayim. At the Knesset Gedolah, Rav Shach said over a story of people who danced right before they went into the Auschwitz, to the gas chambers. Simchas Teira, they danced, it was Simchas Teira, and they said that even though we don't have a Sefer Teira, but we have ourselves as Yidden, and we dance for that. And so, with such song and dance, they jumped into the Auschwitz, the gas chambers. And Rav Shach writes, "I don't know about you, but I wish I could have been there and be part of that group. And all the years that I taught Torah, I would have given it all up just to be part of that." It's in the Knesset, it's a famous drush. He says, "I don't know about you." He says, "I don't know, I can't speak for you," he says. That's how Rav Shach used to speak. He used to speak directly to the people. "I can't talk for you," he says. If you want, it's reprinted in the Machsheves Musar, the Sefer, what's the name of the Sefer? On Rav Shach and Chumash, it's printed in there on the Pasuk Kedushim to you. What's Kedusha? What is Kaddish? Kedusha means Leben, Kiddush Hashem. Yeah. What is Kiddush Hashem? The greatest Kiddush Hashem, jump into a fire, right? That's what we think. And Rav Shach says he wishes he could have been part of that moment of Salus, that a Yid jumps into the fire for the Eibishter. And Gedolei Yisrael damn for that. But the Maggid tells the Beis Yosef, "Shalcha Gadol, what you got was greater than dying al Kiddush Hashem." And that is that what? Chai, you lived al Kiddush Hashem. That was what the Maggid told the Beis Yosef. It's greater to live with Mesiras Nefesh than to die on Mesiras Nefesh. Rabbi, are you listening? On a moment's notice, a Yid could jump into a fire for the Rebbeinu Shloim. What's greater, what shows more love, and what the keiches of a Yid is to live alive day in and day out with all the problemin, that's Asar Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu. It's possible that we don't count Ur Kazdim. Yidin throughout the Doiris jumped into fires screaming Shema Yisrael. Rav Chaim Elozha says Itaka comes from Avram Avinu and Yitzchak and the Akedah. They instilled it into our, so to speak, DNA, our Koiches, that we're able to do it. But the truth is, to be a Korban Michayim is a lot greater than to be a Korban that's Nishchat. Briskarov says that's actually what Yitzchak was. Yitzchak was Valei Loila. He's supposed to live as a Korban. and Kedai Lotzis Lechutz Laretz. He couldn't live a life that wasn't Kaddish. That was a greater carbon, a greater sacrifice, is to live like a Yid, to live B'Mesiras Nefesh. Now let's get back to the Pshat. Yeah. Loili Dei Nisoyin. What is the Tachlis Achayim? Tachlis Achayim is to live Nisyoinis, daily Nisyoinis. Avada. There are great Nisyoinis in life, but the Tachlis, and that's Reb Chaim Kanievsky saying, Lamed B'Nisoyin means not what we think. Oh, he went through an earth-shattering event in life, and he passed the test. No. It's the daily things, the daily Parnosa. All the things that shter a mensch, that bring him down, don't let him learn, don't let him daven. Those things are nisyonis, which are tachlis achayim. And on that, we don't ask, al tivieni lo yilidei nisoyin, because that's a must, and that's part of being a yid, and that's part of being alive as a yid. There's a story told, in Bris, they say over this maisa, Bris Kerav was once listening the way a Yid was speaking the greatness of his Rebbe, the Meifsim that he did. Bris Kerav said, you know, Ich bin Eich HaBal Meifes. Really, what? You want to hear some of my Meifsim? Avada. So he thought he's going to hear Chveis that he walked out, and who knows what happened, right? Meifsim should be half of a fella. No. Bris Kerav tells him, every morning I wake up 6 o'clock before the Zman of Netz, and every morning I do this, and then I wash Negel Vasa, and then I put my right foot into my right shoe, and then I put my left foot into my left shoe, and then I tie my right shoe, and then I tie my left, whatever, I'm tired, I'm rushing, I see the clock, whatever it is, I tie my left, okay, you got me, I tie my left, and I put right, okay, you got the point, right? I want to see if you're also the Schlafsnisht, I have to catch you guys also a little bit, okay? Good. The guy's looking at the brisker off, and he says, where's the Meifsim? He said, "Du meinst, am Meifis is to turn the world upside down. Meifis is to do the same thing every day, year after year, day after day, to do exactly what the Torah tells me and not change. Daily life is a Meifis. That's a Yid. It's difficult. That's a Mesiras Nefesh. Come every time. On time for davening, on time for Seder, not to waste a minute of Seder, not to waste a minute of my Shabbos tables of Zayla Vatola. That's tremendous. What, Shrayin Hashem Hu Alikim by Nila, that's a big thing. I'll eat in Tundas, and I don't minimize this. I'm married to Gazach. That's the greatness of Mesiras Nefesh. There's a story for Rav Hutna. Rav Hutna Zatzal used to say over that he doesn't like the books that are written. He doesn't like the books that are written on Gedolim. Why? The book written on Gedolim tells you how great the Gadol is, but it doesn't give you the life of the Gadol growing up and all the difficulties he had to become this great Gadol. And he said, Marshal Amad Davidayim, I'll give you an example. Chofetz Chaim didn't speak Lashon Hara, but do they write to you how he sat at a chasana as a younger bacha, and all his friends were speaking Lashon Hara, and he turned away, and he said, and everyone's laughing at him, he's a frumak, he's an antisocial, he's a nudne, yeah, of course, later, at the end of his life, wow, he never spoke Lashon Hara. But they don't write to you the difficulty that he had day by day becoming that. Abay say that's where Nisyenis Achayim is the Tafkid and the Tachlis. I'd like to add two more points, and with this we'll end. It's interesting, Lashon. Loyli Dei Nisayin. Loyli Dei. Loyli Nisayin. Don't bring me to a Nisayin. I think there's a pshat here with Mekenzagin. Maybe I heard it in the past. I don't remember, but either way, it's a good vat. We don't ask the Eibishter that we shouldn't have Nisyanus, but we shouldn't be given over to the hand of the Nisayin, that he should have, so to speak, the upper hand. I shouldn't be in his hand, but the Nisayan should be in my hand. I should be shailin on the Nisayan and not the Nisayan on me. As I may hemazagan amirdikapshat. You hear Abba Yisai? Loyally day, don't deliver me in the hand of the Nisayan, which means I lose myself and he rules over me. Amirdikapshat. You hear? Loyally day, Nisayan. Don't bring me that I should be in his hands. And he rules over me, but the other way around. What? I should be shailut, and I should be who I am, and not lose who I am because of the nisayon. Another pshat I think we could say, which is important to know, lately day nisayon. Once you came evenly day nisayon, you're already in trouble. Sometimes, as Mrs. Bin the nisayon she sushpet, it's already too late. We asked Abe, don't even bring us Liday, even close enough to the Nisayan. Today, we live in a tkufa where, yes, I think you did that, because we're going to talk about it, the phone and the internet. Avada, it's not an Aveira, but it's Liday. It gives us that we're close to it. You got to be very careful, you know. The Nisayan has to be guarded even before you came to the Nisayan. When you come, Lidei Nisayan. Even when you come close to it. We ask the Eibishter, don't bring us near the Nisayan. Because once we're in the Nisayan, it's already too late. To be very careful, Rabbi Yisai. You know, one of the greatest Nisayanis we have today is for our off. They're trying to be Shailit. They're trying to grab our eyes and our hearts and our minds and our feelings. And we don't even realize it seeps in. We don't. The Yid that never saw all this is not the same Yid that saw all this. It is what it is. We change, whether or not we know it or not. We're Moser Biyad HaNisayin. We ask the Eibush to loyally day. Eibush, don't even bring us close to it. Once we're close, we might be in trouble. And with this, I'll end. Shot from Rebbe Yasha, which I think is very important. You look on your sheets, I bring you all this. I bring you, you'll follow through. It's late a little bit. You'll look on your sheets, I brought you. Everything we spoke about is in here in the sheets. The last Marmokim, I bring you Gemara Kedushin, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Gemara says a story, and if you look on your paper on the other side, I bring you the Gemara Kedushin, Mem Amud Aleph, and I bring you the Kasha and the Teretz from Rebbe Yasha. The Gemara Kedushin says that Rav Kahana almost fell on a Nisayan. He almost went in and fell into his Yetzirah. He was going from door to door to try to make Parnasa, and it was a situation. So Eliyahu HaNavi said, you know what, let me give you money. And like this you won't have a problem of having to go the Nisayan door to door. So he gave him a Kli Mali Dinner Zav. You look at your paper on this the last piece that I bring you there. It's the Gemara. The Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi gave it to him. Kedei shelo yitchaku b'parnasasai. To take care of parnasa problems. He asked the Kasher Rebbe Yasha, but I don't understand. We all know that tzaddikim, it's all over in the Gemara, they refuse to take special gifts which will take away their Olam Haba. This is almost like a gift Eliyahu HaNavi gave him. Yeah? What's with the shaila of taking from this, from your Olam Haba, like from the table, right? He took one of the feet from the table. He's taking away a part of his schar and Olam Haba. Answers Rebbe Yashiv, you see from over here that it's a good cheshbon not to want to take away your schar and Olam Haba. It's a very difficult thing to do. But if it's a question of saving yourself from a situation of a person having a nisayan that he'll fall into, it's kedai. You see from this Gemara, it's kedai. It's kedai. It's kedai to come and say, you know what, I lose, but I gain. Because I'm not in the hands of a nisayan that I won't be able to withstand. Hamevin Yavin, Rabbi Yisai. A lot of the excuses that are used to use all this technology is parnosa. Daila Hakima Beramiza. Maybe it's kedai to lose a little bit, not to fall into the hands of an Nisayan that you can't keep. And this is the lesson that we can learn, V'loyli day nisayayin, because if not, it will be V'loyli day bizayin. Shalom Aleichem. Wow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.